Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
I spoke to Labor's Andrew Little about an office for an independent Inspector General of Defence that will now be established after a bill passed in Parliament. We also discussed the New Zealand Defence Force's long-standing deployment to the Republic of Korea being extended until late 2024, and National's proposed fund for repairing potholes. First, I asked Andrew Little about why an office for an independent Inspector General of Defence is necessary.
This comes out of a Royal Commission of Inquiry that we did into a military operation called Operation Burnham in Afghanistan. That the inquiry was prompted by a book by investigative journalists Nikki Hager and John Stevenson. They had been approached by a number of soldiers who were concerned at what they had seen, and the book made some allegations just about what went on in that particular operation. The inquiry didn't draw the same conclusions as the book about the conduct of officers and soldiers, but it was critical of the way information is gathered and kept about operations and the information that makes its way to ministers. One of the most important things about in a country like ours about our military is that it has civilian oversight. But civilian oversight has to be meaningful, meaning that ministers and other politicians get accurate and timely information about what's going on. So the one of the recommendations of the inquiry was to establish this Office of the Inspector General of Defence. Their job is to inquire into incidents that might happen, whether in the battlefield or during a peacekeeping operation, or a failure of systems that could undermine confidence in our defence force. So that's the origins of it, that's the purpose of it. In the military world, there are other sort of checks and balances on what happens. The military can conduct their own courts of inquiries. But what the Commission of Inquiry into the Operation Burnham concluded was that there needs to be an independent office outside of the military and aligned to the civilian oversight sort of processes to make sure that when things go wrong, there is the possibility of that level of inquiry as well.
What powers will the Inspector General of Defence have?
Access to all the records and information and data that the NZ Defence Force holds on anything. A lot of that will have to be done confidentially. There is a power for the Inspector General, if it is conducting an inquiry, to do so in the open, but there is an acknowledgement that a lot of information that it will have will be of a higher classification, sometimes making an open inquiry difficult.
New Zealand's long-standing deployment to the Republic of Korea has been extended until September 2024. Can you tell me about why that is necessary?
This is a contribution that we make and have made for some time now to just policing the demilitarised zone between South Korea and North Korea, and also monitoring around North Korea, you know, some of their activities. Look, we all know that North Korea is getting very active in developing their military capability, particularly their ballistic capability. They're developing intercontinental ballistic missiles. They say they're developing nuclear warheads. That sort of stuff needs to be monitored. A number of countries play a role there, and we play a role there. Sometimes it's soldiers on the ground. Periodically, we send an aircraft up there to do some surveillance activity within the bounds of international law, obviously. But we play a role to make sure that the world understands what it is that North Korea is doing. North Korea they are a pariah state. They pride themselves on having very little engagement with most countries. Even China, which is probably the country that's closest to them, even I think sometimes struggle to have the healthiest of relationships with them, but that's who they are. But that needs to be kept an eye on.
The National Party has proposed a pothole fund worth $500 million to repair our roads and state highways. Is this something that you would support?
Well, we are spending more on roads and road maintenance than ever before. The difference between what we're doing and what the National Party did when they were in government was they spent most of the money on a small number of big projects, about half a dozen big projects, they call them the roads of national significance. They did that at the expense of good quality road maintenance elsewhere. We've refocused that. Of course, we're doing some big roading projects that we need to do, but we're putting a lot more into the basic road maintenance and trying to ensure a better quality of repair than was being done some time ago. So, look, we know there are some roads that are in a pretty poor state. That reflects a lack of investment for a long time. We're trying to make that up, but it's kind of too little too late on the part of the National Party. The state of the many roads is a consequence of the choices they made when they were in government to prioritise some big new projects as opposed to basic road maintenance.
The National Party has said that we have a record number of potholes. To what extent is this issue a problem? How many potholes is the government aware of?
I'm not quite sure what the number, you know, who's counting the potholes. I think it is, we certainly get the reports of the poor state of many roads, and that reflects, as I say, the fact that the quality of road maintenance deteriorated significantly under the previous government because they put less money into it. So government money goes into, there's a whole bunch of roads that the government is fully responsible for. There's also roads that local councils are responsible for, and we provide some funding for that as well. But we are putting more money into both ends to make sure that we're not just building the big new roads, but we're looking after the roads that we've got. Some are deteriorating, and that's becoming apparent now, but I'm confident and we're confident that the money we're putting into it means that we're getting on top of that problem more quickly than we might otherwise have been able to do.
And National has also pledged to halve the standard response rate for pothole repair to 24 hours and also introduce a new directive to Waka Kotahi to double the current rate of roading renewals. Do you think that this is a possible goal?
From the National Party, no, because the other thing they're promising is quite significant tax cuts, like billions of dollars in tax cuts. So they can't, and last time they were in government, they didn't do the tax cuts, but they still didn't spend money properly on the roads. So they just don't have any credibility in this area. They can issue whatever directives they like, but if they don't resource it, then it's not going to get done. And also, a quick response isn't necessarily the best response. We've had years of poor repair jobs done on roads. That's why many are, you know, continuing to deteriorate as rapidly as they are. So I just think, from the point of view of the National Party, their track record on maintaining good quality roads was so poor, I just don't believe a thing they say.
That was Labour's Andrew Little discussing the latest in defence and potholes.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire.